we continue to study some of the laws surrounding ribit, which is interest, which we know the Torah places a very strict law against charging or receiving interest from Jews, of course. The language of the Gemara in Baba Metziah Daf Samech Gimel Amud Bet, when it talks about what classical interest is, it uses the words agar natar. Agar natar asur, the Gemara says. What is agar natar? So Rashi explains sechar hamtana. As we explained early in the daily halakha, the compensation that you're giving somebody that you don't have to pay him right away. So the fact that he's not asking you for the money right away, say you borrowed $1,000, so he said, listen, I'll let you pay me back in a year. But for that time, you got to pay me for. So therefore, when a year comes past, you pay him $1,500, he said, it's worth it, I bought time. So that's agar natar. That when you're paying for time on a loan, that would be classical interest. So the question we ask today is as follows. A person, let's say, wants to rent a piece of land, or he wants to rent a certain item from somebody. Is he allowed to go to him and say, listen, I'm going to pay you up front cash, and I want a discount. And say, normally the rental is, let's say, $2,000. So listen, I'll give you $1,500, and then you give me the item. Is that considered a situation of ribit? Because after all, he's giving $1,500. He's getting back something that's worth $2,000. So the deen, we really elaborated on it yesterday, and just another case where it's not interest. Because that already is considered, as we learned in yesterday's halakha, a business transaction. The laws of ribit apply specifically to loans. Here, I gave $1,500 and I got something for it. I got the field. And therefore, that's not a situation of ribit. The way Rabbi Moshe Levi writes it, in his Sefer Milveh Hashem Adaf Ayin Zayin, Lefichach, Mutar la'adam sherotze liskor karka. He wants to rent the property. Or hafetz lomar de maskir, she yozilo et demer as sechirut. He said, do me a favor, I want you to drop the rental price. Temurat tashlum mirosh. I want to pay you up front, so give me a discount. Shafapisha sochen niskar, even though now the guy that's renting is getting a discount, which means he's saving, he's getting $500 extra, he's getting a piece of land, that's worth $2,000, when he only gave $1,500. Enze ribit. It's not ribit. Share zochen miyad bedavar shesachar. He's getting the item immediately that he rented. Ve'eno mamtin klum. He's not waiting for anything. Which means, what we say to beat this? Agav natar, waiting. And therefore, if he gave him $1,500 and he doesn't get anything in return, and then, you know, later on he gives him something that's worth $2,000. So you're getting a discount for the fact that, you know, you waited. So he's paying you for the time. That's another story. Here, there was a transfer. It's like a business transaction. So you ended up buying cheap. You got a good deal. So therefore, he writes, "V'dome lekone hefetz bezol memocher shezakuk lemarot umozilat mekho." It's like a guy that, you know, he needs money, so he sells his item cheap, and he gets money for it. Therefore, it's not considered a beat; it's considered a business transaction. So therefore, halakha lemaaseh, again, in a case where a person, let's say, goes to a rental and he offers him money up front to receive the item immediately, it would not be considered a debit. Even though the one that's receiving the property got more than he gave, he gave $1,500, he got something that's worth $2,000, that's not a debit because there was no delay over here. There was not a waiting for payment. It's a business deal, and therefore it would be mutar.